Ladies and gentlemen, what a weekend that passed. Oh my goodness. First off, welcome to another edition of Geek Culture Congress. I am one of your hosts, as always, Louis Speedy Jr. Gonzalez, accompanied by the very famous and funny and talented Mr. Tarek Lewis. Tarek, what's
Tarek
going
Lewis,
on?
First of his name.
That's right.
Ruler of the...
Yeah.
Ruler of the delegation and second men.
Hopefully we'll be joined by Joey Franchise. You know, he operates, of course, like last week on his own timetable. So, you know.
When you're the franchise, you do what you want. It's
not here
good. To question it.
It's all good. We love you. Yeah. We love you, Joey, okay?
Well, we are not with you.
That's true. We just want to put that out there.
Yeah,
right?
Franchise is about as much.
Oh man, what a weekend, man.
Yeah, well, man. Yeah.
We're still gonna do this in two parts?
I don't know.
Let's see how fast we can get into done with Avengers and then we'll talk about a little bit of Game of Thrones, probably another episode or maybe the second half of this. I don't know. We'll figure it out. So, Avengers Endgame.
Yeah, that happened.
That happened. And, wow, I mean, I like to just put it out there that I don't think there's any sci-fi genre franchise that has done what Marvel has done.
You're about to say something crazy.
No. I just want to put that out there. I just think they're like the gold star of the sci-fi brands, you know, fantasy.
If you say
comic book brand,
I'm with you, but Star Wars is pretty.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Star Wars is pretty up there.
I would say, you know, like maybe like last week, you know, I would say, yeah, you know, Star Wars, you know, that's the gold standard. You know what I mean? Man, well, it's technically all associated, right? Marvel, Disney, and now, Star Wars. Right.
It didn't start off that way.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I have my problems with Avengers Endgame, which I'll share later.
Okay.
First, warning to everybody who's watching this podcast before we get deep into Avengers Endgame. We are going to spoil
some
stuff. Yeah,
just spoil it.
So, you know, I don't want no hate comments and, you know, no death threats because, you know, we respond in kind, okay?
Yeah. So let's just be clear what
happened. We gangster in this podcast,
right? Let's get one big
spoiler
out of the way. Marty goes back.
They do have those Back to Future moments in
Marty goes to the future and then he has to go back to the 50s to correct the timeline because in 85 Biff has taken the almanac. So just so y'all, let's just get that out of the way. I don't want anybody to be confused.
Oh man, so give me how you feel about Avengers Endgame. You sat through.
I give it a 4 out of 10.
Four out of ten.
It was almost as good as Thor 2. But I found I found it lacking. No.
Seriously, come on.
So listen, it was really good. It was not better than Infinity War. Not their best film. And I know some people were like, it was so epic, which I can't stand that word because I can make anything epic. Someone made a great, they were saying this is, they were talking about Game of Thrones when they said this, but this is like Return of the King. This is all culmination, all these
the
characters
culmination.
You're familiar with.
You know, it was like Return of the Jedi, you know what I mean?
Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, it was solid, wrapped up the story.
Yeah,
and
this is what I said at the end. I said, this is Return of the Jedi. Infinity War was Empire Strikes Back.
Fair enough.
And Avengers was, you know, the original Star Wars.
Fair enough.
It was really good. I would give it a 9 on a scale of 1 to 10, maybe 8.5, but probably a 9. I don't think there's anything else they could have done. You know, like you have, it's a lot of fan service. I'm not big into fan service. I'm big into.
Fair enough.
Don't give me what I expect.
Don't cheese it up.
Like just because I want to see something, don't give it to me.
Right.
Like do something different. They did some things different.
Yeah, they did.
They did some things different. And I give them a lot of credit for that. So I would give it a 9 out of 10, but I think I had it ranked number 6.
That's a solid rank. I'll take that to the bank any day.
Yeah. I think I had it ranked number 6 out of my Marvel, just Marvel films.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
You know, I think it
has a 730 credit score. You know what I mean? Like,
it's making money, right?
Yeah.
It's already broke $1 billion this opening weekend.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Billion as in B is a big double B.
Yeah. It's going to do like $3 billion, I think, probably.
Oh, that's crazy, man. Yeah. That's like insane. insane insanity. Yeah.
And the delegation is a little upset that it's going to outsell Black Panther, but we knew. We knew. The delegation
but
had
he's associated with it. He's so part, does he take that W, though?
He's associated. Mbaku and Denham and Shredder. He
that's
takes
like,
him at.
That's like part of the dream team, you know?
Well, and
you still
and
get the championship
Iron Man,
ring.
I mean,
ring.
War Machine.
Yeah.
Falcon.
Yeah,
you know,
there you go.
Several Negroes in this.
Yeah.
This closing film. And I'm pretty sure Thanos is Black. I'm not positive.
You know.
I'm not sure they would give him that much power. But he got a ball fade and natural
I don't know how Josh Brolin feels about that. But I don't know how Josh Brolin feels about that.
Josh Brolin is probably very happy to have some diversity in his, in his own genetics.
That's cool.
He kind of looked like Thanos, kind of looked like the father from Good Times. Like any moment, he's going to be like, now, JJ, I need the time stone.
Now, in contrast, before we get into spoilers and stuff, and we did say who's going to take the most bodies. Night King or Thanos this weekend.
Yeah, it was
cool. And I mean, we said physically, like them killing main characters physically.
Yeah.
They kind of really both didn't do that.
Well, if we're counting the dragon.
Yeah.
If we're counting the dragon, he did kill a lot of people.
Yeah. So it's like the minions, like, you know, so the circumstances.
If we're talking about physically, it's still the Night King. I don't think Thanos killed anybody.
No, he took an L. He took a hard L.
Yeah, Thanos did, but the Night King killed Theon.
Yes, all right, there you go. So the Night King won.
Yeah, the Night King won.
He won the main body count.
Yeah.
Main character body count by one.
Night King killed
well.
Theon. Yeah. He killed Theon and everybody's expectations.
Yeah.
He also destroyed that.
Oh, man. So let's get into some spoilers, man. So the opening of the movie, was it all you expected there?
One of the best, at least comic book movie openings ever.
The Hawkeye family.
Yeah.
If you guys, you know, we're getting into spoilers right now, so, you know, this is the time to.
I knew that was going to happen.
Back up or boot out.
Because, you know, like, it's one of those movies where there's all this speculation. Mm-hmm. Is he going to be wrong? And when you see him, like, in the trailers, like, you know something happened. So I knew that was going to happen, but it was so dope to see.
Yeah.
It was so great to see. And then, I would say the first 20 minutes were great. First 20 minutes to me were great.
Yeah.
It's just like.
I like the whole, Atlas will find him. And they're like, oh man, we got an energy signature, you know? And like, oh, we know where he's at now.
Yeah.
And they're like, let's go. Rocket's like, I got the ship. Let's ride out.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing too. Why did Rocket have a ship?
Why was his ship there? I don't know. Because I think they fixed whatever.
They brought
spoiler,
the ship that Tony was
that
in.
Tony was on. They fixed it.
Yeah.
You know, that was there. I guess that was the one of the
that was Nebula's ship.
So of course they fixed it.
So I think what this did, what my one issue, one of my big issues was Infinity War, was when everybody disappeared.
Right.
I know some people were like heartbroken, and I was like, I don't care. Like, I know they're coming back. I know some of these people are coming back.
Right.
This movie started off doing what I felt Infinity War should have done at the end. It gave me a sense of despair. It was like, yo, this is really bad. It started
like
off.
Like, they should have added this beginning part to the
end
of Infinity
War? No, I'm not saying that. I think it worked out well.
Okay.
But, like, it gave me the sense of despair. Like, it was like, okay.
Like, dang.
This is really bad. People are like, everyone's gone.
So, what was really vicious is, like they go, they hit up Thanos over there. He's chilling on the farm, you know, retired from killing half the universe already.
Yeah.
And he's even worse in worse shape than we thought he was going to be.
Yeah.
And it's because he did a double snap. He snapped the Infinity Gems out of existence.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be undone.
Yeah.
And
smart guy.
Thor didn't like that.
Yeah. Listen, Thor's trying to get his. Thor got beat first fight. He had to rematch. Ended up in a draw. And he's like, the refs took the draw from me, man. I got to get my win. And went out and knocked him out in the third round.
He took that head, man. Yeah. He's like, oh.
He knocked him out in the third round, but it was after the bell.
Yeah.
And that was the issue.
So it's like a little bit of Game of Thrones viciousness there. He took the head off, you know?
Yeah.
He's like, I won't aim for the head. I'll just take the head this time.
Yeah. The most moving thing of the whole film was when it said, after that, when it said 5 years later, I was like, what?
Oh, he's like, man, like, what do we just do?
Hold on.
Yeah. And then the 5 years later happens, and I believe Captain America's like in this therapy set, or he's running this therapy session for people who have survived.
Yeah.
So, correct me if I'm wrong. So, my take on this post-apocalyptic part here, 5 years past, mm-hmm. is like the whole planet, as far as Earth is concerned, went to hell in a handbasket. You know, like nobody's going out. Like I think they showed a scene of an empty, a lot of empty streets and abandoned cars.
I don't think it's completely, because I'm pretty sure that later on Professor Hulk's in a Jamba Juice.
Yeah.
Getting autographs
like,
and stuff.
That was my confusion, though. They showed some like things not happening, and then you know Hulk.
Yeah, no, there's later on
Hulk is chilling at a ice cream parlor, I guess, right?
There's not like
it was a Ben and Jerry's, right?
Yeah. If you take a New York City, mm-hmm. right, and you eliminate half the population, you can't fill New York City, so it's going to look a little like, oh, there's nobody there, but there's still people there. Life is still going on.
Right.
It's just half the people are gone.
Right.
So, you know.
So, and that's another issue with something that I will get to when we get to the end, hopefully. And I know we got to accelerate this show because Tarek's got things to do.
Why we had to accelerate maybe.
I got things to do, too. Yeah. But, he's at the therapy session. We got Black Widows just trying to, still protect the Earth, a little Avengers, whoever's left going on.
Yeah.
She's in touch with Captain Marvel. I'm kind of disappointed we didn't get a lot of Captain Marvel in this movie, you know?
Yeah.
I thought we were going to get a little bit more of her character or whatever. I guess the Russo brothers were like, we'll just use it, you know?
Yes, because she's not a great character.
And later, more on that later. She's like, she's talking to them via satellite, I guess, or radio, and Captain Marvel is just not, she's in another universe, is trying to help out people, I guess, and stuff like that.
Did you just say radio?
I don't know.
Is it another universe via radio?
Well, it's radio, right?
She's
radio
on a waves. CB?
Yeah, she's on a CB.
Captain Marvel checking in here. Big CP number 12 checking in. What?
She's checking in. So they got War Machine, her, and they got the lady from
Okoye
from Wakanda is checking in as well. I wonder what that reference was to the earthquake under the
Under the ocean?
Under the ocean, huh?
Probably Submariner.
You think so? Everybody's talking about that. So
I don't know. It was just, I think they were, it might have been nothing. It might have just been saying, hey, it was an earthquake. What do you want me to do?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I take it as that.
Yeah.
And long story short, they pass a lot of drama and plot building there of the despair and everything that's happened in the aftermath of them not being able to fix anything.
Yeah.
And, the hero, the unsung hero of the movie, okay? Way before we even get to the end, is the rat.
the rat.
The rat. Ladies and gentlemen, like I said, the rat is the hero. Because if the rat didn't happen, we wouldn't have fixed, everything that Thanos did.
I legit looked in theater. I was like, did the rat just really turn that thing on?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I was like.
That's Mickey Mouse, bro. Mm. It's Mickey Mouse. Disney coming through.
Right, okay. Just move past that plot fall. Right there. Just move past it and go on. Okay, Scott Lang.
Yeah, Scott Lang. He pops out and he's like, what? 5 years has passed. It felt like, what, 5 hours to him?
5 hours, he said. Yeah.
So he's like, what the heck is going on? And he goes on but like I said, he's on the journey, but he's in a different part. He's in like LA, right?
I'm not sure.
Or California? San Francisco, right?
Yeah.
So his experience of him trying to figure out what's going on is very apocalyptic looking too. There's a bunch of cars on the street too and everything.
The neighborhood's a little empty, but
little Walking Dead looking. It was a little Walking Dead looking.
They had the monument. It looked like a regular. You ever been to San Francisco? That's what it looks like.
All right, San Francisco, we apologize if we dissed you, okay? But he goes to his house where I guess his daughter is still. His daughter's still alive, and she's super way older now than when he left, and a little bit more grown up. And he's like, he realizes how long he's been gone.
Yeah.
And I guess he puts two and two together, and he takes a trip to Avengers HQ, mm-hmm. and he's him, Captain America and Black Widow are talking about. I forgot what they were talking about.
Trying to get her to date.
Talking about moving on, right? That's what it was, pretty much. Mm-hmm. And he's President Bell, and Captain America's like, we've seen this in the trailer.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, is that an old video or something? He's like, no, that's the front door right now. So they're like, snap. So fast forward, Scott Lang, they put two together, they talk shop, he figured out what happened, and He talks about the quantum realm. He says, listen, guys, you know, we could use the quantum realm to our advantage and try and fix stuff, you know?
Yeah, what if we can pinpoint?
And then, you know, of course, Bruce Banner, they find Bruce Banner.
Yeah.
Because they need, of course, Hank Pym's gone.
Yeah.
So they need some.
I think they try.
They talk Tony. Tony first?
They try Tony first.
They did try Tony first. And Tony's not with it because he moved on. Like, yeah, he got a daughter now.
He's Mr. Mom.
Yeah, he's Mr. Mom now. Yeah. You know, him and Pepper Potts have a daughter. And he's, you know, he's done.
Yeah.
You know, he's done. So he even tells him, like, hey, listen, you guys want to stay for lunch, it's cool. But, you know, if you want to, you know, if you're going to talk shop, you know, it's not going to work.
You got to go.
Yeah. You got to go. So they move on. They find Banner. And Banner figured out, which I kind of didn't like that. Like, you know, they didn't give us, like, he just appears. He's like the in-between Hulk. You know,
yeah, he's a combo. He's the perfect Hulk, I would say.
The perfect Hulk version with the smarts and the brawn.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of didn't explain how he did it, but whatever.
He did.
Did they? Like, he did. He's like, oh, you know, I solved the problem. I don't know. No, I didn't. Not yet. Not yet. We'll explain when the time was, I should have went to the bathroom.
Yeah.
So they get Hulk on board, right? And then I guess there's some, you know, things and some science to the way that time travel works in the Marvel Universe. Which I actually read before in a comic book. There's actually real rules to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like somebody, an old writer, comic book writer, made those rules.
Okay.
Yeah. That was how it worked. And some other writers messed it up later on in the future. But technically, that was the time travel rules of the Marvel Universe. Okay. Yeah. Which what they explained was if, you know, wherever you go in time, if you change something, it creates like alternate timeline, not necessarily makes you disappear. Like if I kill your grandfather, you don't disappear from existence, you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't work like that. So
it certainly should.
Yeah. And they were like, they were in the movie. They were like, so all that Back to the Future stuff wasn't real then? It's like, it was fake. Yeah. It's like, sorry, it was for the movies. Mm. It doesn't work like that.
Yeah. So Tony figures it out.
Yeah.
Tony figures out time travel.
Yeah. And because the problem was that, like, I guess, I forgot what they called it. But if you go back and forth through time, you age or de-age.
I don't know if they said that.
Yeah. Well, remember they sent him?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they were like, the baby, you know,
Scotland came back as a baby or as an old man.
And he was like, some such and such effect. Yeah. But that was science stuff. But yeah, Tony figures it out. And I guess he decides he's going to help, which is cool. And then they get on an intermission, right?
Yeah.
Right after that.
Yeah. Well, the intermission was a little trip to go find Thor, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, they had to go find
and
Thor.
And the Thor that we find is not the Thor that the females are looking for.
Fat Thor. It's probably my favorite thing of the movie.
Oh, man, I laugh so hard, man. Are you seeing all the posts of people talking like, oh, man, that's fat shaming, man. People
make fun of Thor. I haven't seen any of that. I love Fat Thor. Fat Thor was like the highlight of the film for me.
Oh, man. Yeah. What I like is they kept that. I think was missing a little bit from Infinity War. It was there a little bit. But that tongue-in-cheekness of Thor Ragnarok was really back in this movie.
Yeah, it was. You know? It was. Thor was a great character in this
movie.
He really set himself up for, like, I would watch more Thor movies.
Really? Now,
just based off of, like, his personality and everything. Yeah. He looks really good. It looks like a really good, interesting character right now. So... and they all go on their missions to get the stones from the past.
Yeah, so they figure it out. They figure out what's the best time in the timeline to go get these stones that, you know, are in their perfect times. And they split up in teams.
Yep.
And they go after the stones. They take I forget the name of the planet that the Soul Stone is on, if
Vormir.
You remember. What is it called?
Vormir.
Vormir, yeah.
Yeah.
And they run into, of course, the Red Skull there, and that's Hawkeye and Scarlet Witch, and they kind of have this like duel for who's going to sacrifice themselves for.
She bites it,
she bites it. So she's the first victim of Endgame, Scarlet Witch.
Yeah.
So you think they're going to do that prequel movie?
I don't know.
Make another $1 million.
Why? I don't know.
Because you know why? Why not?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. Just do some Black Panther stuff.
that's going to happen, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's going to happen. Another one of those. And then Captain America, Iron Man, was it as well? And Hulk? They go to the Battle of New York because yes. There's two stones there at the same time,
yeah.
Which is the Tesseract and the Scepter.
Yeah. Hulk ends up going to where Doctor Strange is.
Ah, yes, yes. The time stone is also there because of Doctor Strange. But he runs, instead of Doctor Strange, runs to the Ancient One. And she's like, hey, sorry, you know, you're a little too early. Doctor Strange ain't here yet. Yeah. You know, or at least he's still, you know, a doctor down the street.
Yeah. But she eventually gives him that. That's where he explains the difference.
Yeah, they have a little argument about the time and, you know, about what they want to do. And she's kind of like, well, wait a second. You're going to mess stuff up. And this is why. And she pumps the brakes on him, puts him in the spectral form, you know?
Yeah. And then I think a big thing is when he tells her that Dr. Strange gave him the stone.
Yeah. I was like, man, he's supposed to be the best of us, you know?
Yeah.
And so here, you know, it happen. That was pretty cool. I like that.
My favorite scene in this whole heist portion of getting the stones was Captain America fighting himself.
Yeah, you like that?
I really like that scene. It's one of two.
It was him, Chris Evans, and his stunt double doing the scene together?
Oh, no, they just CGI. Or, I don't know.
You think so?
Probably a stunt double at some point. I don't know. But I thought it was cool that he was like...
I've looked at some other Captain America movies that Chris Evans did do some of the fighting.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I like the fact that he was like, you know, I could do this all day. And he's like, I know.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
Yeah. I think the older Cap, technically older Cap, could have beaten the other one.
You think so?
I think he was just taking the light on him because he's more he's been fighting. The older Cap's been fighting Bucky and all that sort of stuff. So he's
Bucky's alive.
Bucky's alive.
What?
Threw everything off.
What?
Yeah.
That was perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was a good. And then they messed up getting the stones.
Yeah, they messed up, which is a setup for. I'm guessing that's going to be a setup. Loki kind of grabs the Tesseract, right? Which is the space stone.
Space stone. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's out. So I guess that created another alternate universe, right?
No.
You think so?
No.
I don't know. I don't even know how that works.
No, because they go back and put all the stones back.
Well, it happens after or before? I don't even know.
Yeah.
That's, again, it's a little bit of the problem I have with the movie, which is, you know, just me, my OCD. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, I'm sure that whole him taking off with the space stone is going to be the premise of the Disney Plus show.
You think so?
If I was a betting man, I'd definitely bet $20 on it.
Mm.
You know?
Okay.
Because, you know, I don't know how interesting it would be like a retrospective life of Loki TV show.
I think it would be very interesting.
You think so?
You think about it, man. He's the god of mischief. Yeah. And what all has he done?
Interesting.
I don't want to see him running around with that stone. I don't want to see that. I want this chapter closed.
What if like, the characters are chasing him, you know, trying to fix it?
I don't want to see it.
No?
Yeah. No, not at all.
Huh. All right, fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough. We'll see what happens, Disney Plus, all right? Don't mess it up, okay?
So they go back to the 70s, 60s. No, it's the 70s. I believe
because they lose that and they're like, man, we got to go back even farther to get the stone. So they go back to the 70s.
Yeah.
And so we get our little throwback to the Agent Carter TV show.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
In this scene because they're on the one of the bases that she's working on.
Yes. I think she's in there. They show
and
her.
She's actually in there too. And he's looking for the stone or whatever.
They get the stones. Tony gets to talk to his dad. I like that moment.
Yeah, Tony talks to his dad.
I like that moment of Tony talking to his dad.
Yeah, and that was pretty dope. This is the abridged version, ladies and gentlemen. We're trying to get to the nitty gritty here. Yeah. Okay?
They all get their stones.
The
more important thing is Nebula. I don't know if we need to summarize the whole movie.
Yeah, I know.
Nebula, this is an interesting time thing. Nebula getting.
Caught, right?
Caught.
Yeah.
Because of there's two nebulas and they're working on the same network.
I found that kind of lazy. Do you think?
I like that.
You liked it?
Yeah, it makes sense.
I thought it was kind of I thought it was kind of freaking lazy, you know?
Yeah, I like that actually.
But
I like that.
I take all these things. Just, I don't own it, so, you know.
Yeah. Two computers with the same IP address. You'd be like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Think about that. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Or two same email addresses at the same time, right? Or phone numbers, right?
SIM cards. What's going on? Yeah. I like that. So they replace Nebula with the evil Nebula
mm-hmm.
of the past.
Yeah, so when they come back with successful with everything,
yeah.
she sabotages it. What I don't like is, like, how did Thanos figure out how to shrink everybody?
Yeah, it's a big plot hole.
Yeah.
It's just a big major plot hole.
You know, like he just had everybody in the ship, and he figured out to insulate the ship.
It's just a big, gigantic
it's
major
just
plot
hole. They're just like, let's get to the nitty-gritty, right?
Yeah, no, it's just a major plot hole.
It's like, this movie's too long. We need to fast forward,
it's
right?
a flaw.
Yeah, okay. All right, fair enough. So,
it's a major flaw.
So they take an L there, yeah?
Hmm?
You take an L there, or they're going to fix that? What do you think?
No, they're not going to fix it.
I'm just going to say, look.
They're not fixing any of these things.
He's smarter than Tony Stark and Bruce Banner together, okay?
It's over, people. Like, people are thinking, like, oh, they're going to go back and... No, it's over. Like, stop.
This is where my OCD kicks in. See, this is where I have problems with things like this, okay?
Let's just move forward. So, Thanos is there.
Thanos is back, and he lights the whole place. Before that, they actually figure out how Tony, I guess, figures out how to make his own...
Yeah, gauntlet.
Gauntlet mm-hmm. right away.
Yeah.
So I guess he's as smart as Thanos as figuring out how to go travel in time right away.
I'm assuming that he made the gauntlet before they left.
Hmm.
I'm assuming they made. I don't think they got
he
back.
Had a conversation
they,
like, okay, Thor, how did you know this stuff was made? And Thor told him, okay,
they studied the stones. You know what I mean? I'm assuming they did all this.
So he like, you know, they just got some space ore because that's how they made it last time, right? That's how they
made
it.
Yeah, but the dwarves using metal. Like, they don't need space ore to make that. We don't know what the gauntlet's made out of. We have no clue what the gauntlet's made out of.
It's two plot holes, ladies and gentlemen.
It's not a plot hole.
You think so?
Because Tony just made it.
It's me, OCD, man.
Yeah. I don't think it's a plot hole. I'm pretty sure.
Any explanations for
it? It took them time to figure out where all the stones were.
Right.
While they're doing that, Tony's figuring out how to make.
I think what's cool is like it's his own inventing gauntlet because like it forms whoever needs to wear it.
Yeah.
So Hulk says, okay, listen, I'm going to do the reverse snap.
Yeah.
Because I got the, you know, the. I could take the damage.
Yeah,
better.
He said it's gamma radiation. Most of it's gamma radiation, which I realize if you watch Avengers, they bring in Dr. Banner because it emits the Tesseract has gamma radiation. So it's a consistent.
I forgot that.
It's a consistent.
Oh, I forgot
plot
that
piece. Yeah,
I forgot that.
So much for your holes.
Well, you know, they're there if you look hard enough. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, so he does the snap, the reverse snap. And everybody's like, oh, man, does it work? And then I think, was it, somebody looks out the window and sees all the birds chirping and the sun is out. And he's like, it worked. And then Thanos lights up the whole place.
Well, this is a good moment because Hawkeye is one of my favorite Avengers. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He gets the phone call from his wife. Yeah.
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 Yep.
Now, this is some nonsense right here, this part.
Yeah.
Thanos hits with the missiles.
Uh-huh.
Ant-Man should be dead, man. It looked like he got hit directly with a missile.
It looked like he shrunk so fast that
that was ridiculous.
I don't know,
but I did like it. I did like the intensity of it, and it was mm-hmm. like, oh, what's gonna happen?
Yeah, like and oh then, man, they lit him up. Like who just died right now? I was like, yo, at least two people died right now. I was like, at least
we were wrong.
Yeah,
victim of Endgame, old school Nebula.
Yeah, old school Nebula
old
took
school
the
Nebula
L.
Catches the L.
Yeah,
yeah.
And that was interesting because the new school Nebula, the one who's the hero now, or at least mm-hmm. has a conscience now, mm-hmm. like makes things good with her sister, which is the old Gamora.
Yeah.
And that's an interesting dynamic we'll get into later when we talk about the battle.
Yeah.
But this is not the same Gamora who Thanos sacrificed, you know.
Yeah, that Gamora.
So this is a Gamora that hasn't met. You know, the Guardians of the Galaxy, all that plot hasn't happened to her, you know?
Yeah, right before that. They just showed Ronan, I think, mm-hmm. this last thing. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They did have a little Ronan.
Yeah. So, here's the big battle now. Thanos is sitting on a rock mm-hmm. waiting for him to catch mm-hmm. his fade. Mm-hmm. For mm-hmm. some other Dragon Ball Z nerds, it's very, very much like Cell.
Yeah.
Cell sat in the desert and was like, I'll give y'all 14 days to come run my fade. I want to see what's up. Thanos is sitting there waiting for smoke.
Yeah, he was waiting. But actually, he was just chilling because he wasn't even really that mad. He was just like,
no, he was chilling.
He was still on his, like, you know, I'm going to kill half the people and it's all good.
I got my magic twin blade sword. Yeah. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
I have that. And
I'm ready.
See,
there's another plot hole. See, I want explanation. How did he get that weapon?
How did he? Why you want an explanation of how he got that weapon?
I need explanation for everything, ladies and gentlemen.
What do you
my
want?
OCD.
What do you want? Thanos' workout program? You notice one of his elbows was ashy?
I want to know where he got it.
What happened there?
The whole motivation was for Thanos.
Speedy, you're going to.
Anyway, so let's stay focused. Battle ensues, right, for the hunt for the gauntlet. Hawkeye gets some some kick butt moments.
Yeah.
Because he's like carrying a football.
Yeah.
Yeah. The hot football.
Hot football, yeah.
Yeah. The hot potato, should I say.
Mm-hmm.
And he has some good action moments there.
Well, under the rubble. Is I think right here. Hawkeye mm-hmm. with the football.
Mm-hmm.
And Thor, Cap, and Tony.
Yeah.
Fighting Thanos.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Before that, in the heist, Thor actually goes back, which makes me laugh. Like, we had to endure probably one of the worst movies of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, at least for like 15 minutes.
What?
Thor 2 The Dark World, because yeah. that's where they had to go to get one of the stones.
Yeah, but
I didn't know it was such a trolling of them. I think it was.
It was good, though.
It was great, though.
It was like,
you hate Thor 2?
Yeah.
Well, guess what?
It's all part of it, yeah.
it's all part of the plan.
Great. It was great.
it's like, oh, you think Iron Man 3 was a little weak? Yeah. Well, guess what? It was kind of part of the plan, too, you know? Like,
yeah,
we'll get into later.
This part bothered me. When Thor got the hammer.
Yeah.
I was like, what? Why is he getting this hammer? What's he doing? That's completely going to mess up your timeline.
Right.
Why is he taking the hammer?
Yeah.
Like, what is he doing? That doesn't make any sense.
I thought that too. It was like, yo, he just like ruined it up.
Yeah.
Just
so when they go to fight Thanos, he's got both hammers, which is cool. But it just didn't make sense.
And at the time.
We know later why they did it, but it still doesn't make sense.
It's fan service, I guess. Yeah,
that's the problem I have, fan service. So they had their fight. And mm-hmm. Thanos is still winning. Like, they still can't mm-hmm. beat him.
Yeah.
He has zero stones.
Well, no, it would cut to it because right there where they actually, now we hit the situation. We had the situation where Captain America is by himself, right? Everybody's been separated. He gave a couple fades to Thor and Iron Man, and mm-hmm. Captain America's by himself. And Thanos breaks the shield, and then that's where we get the famous battle and the rejoin of everybody who was snapped away to come back.
Yeah. Well, we can't skip.
Yeah.
Cap using the hammer.
No, we cannot. Yeah, he was using a hammer.
Yeah, he's about to stab. Thanos is about to stab Thor through the chest the same way he got stabbed.
Uh-huh.
In comes Cap with the hammer.
Yeah.
Great moment.
It was.
I just wish I could have seen him pick the hammer up.
Yeah, that
instead of
cool.
it starting to fall, but it was a good moment.
I guess it cut up for time.
Yeah.
So and then the whole crew, the Marvel Cinematic Universe crew, comes through.
Yeah.
Doctor Strange and all the sorcerers, all the guys pissed off from nowhere because they blew it up.
Yeah.
Thanos blew it up. Yeah. That's where the aliens with all the guns.
What?
Were from, yeah, they were the guys from nowhere. From the Guardians of the Galaxy, from the little
from
planet.
From nowhere?
Yeah, that's what the planet's called.
I didn't see anybody from nowhere in this
battle. Yeah, that was right there when the Wasp was standing there like that, right behind her was Howard the Duck and a bunch of aliens.
I didn't notice that.
It was literally for like a second,
okay.
like 2 seconds.
I didn't
and
notice
if
that.
You weren't paying attention, you missed it.
I didn't notice
that.
I saw all the Wakanda people. I didn't notice that.
Yeah, the Wakandas came and they represented.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was beautiful, man. It was literally like a comic book annual. If they took it and they put it in a movie form, yeah. That's exactly what happened.
It's a gigantic poster they put in. Yeah. Spider-Man coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. So big battle. Everybody gets a shine. Scarlet Witch almost fades Thanos and splits him in half.
Yeah. She was working Thanos out.
Yeah, she was. And that Thanos was like, yo, rain fire from the ship, and his homeboy was like, hey, you're gonna kill our troops.
Exactly.
He's like, I don't care, I'm taking an L right now.
Yeah.
And then that happens, and then Captain Marvel comes in for the save.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere.
That was a pretty good fight, Captain Marvel.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
And then, she almost faded him too, but until he pulled the
smart move,
the space, or was it the power stone?
I think.
power stone
zapping her with it. Smart move. Yeah.
Yep. And then still got the hot potato in play, which is the Infinity Gauntlet. They're trying to, I guess.
No, he's fighting. By the time he fights Captain Marvel, he has it on.
They tried to return it to the quantum realm, and the van blew up. I guess somebody blew it up.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And
then
it's still the hot potato still in play, and they're trying not to have Thanos get it, and then he finally gets it.
Yeah.
And I guess Iron Man intervenes.
Well, he fights Captain Marvel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She goes down. Mm-hmm. He intervenes. Yeah.
Yeah, he intervenes. And then he's got it on. He knocks Iron Man out. He says, I am inevitable.
Mm-hmm.
Snaps his fingers, and he's shooting blanks. And then he looks at his hand. He's missing the gems. And then cut to Iron Man. Iron Man's got it in his suit. And
Bam.
His foreman. And then he goes, I am Iron Man, makes the snap. And there I love go. The scene, like the scene when he snaps away all Thanos' people and Thanos.
Mm-hmm.
Right before Thanos died, he just sits down and he's like, you know, he's like, man, I can't believe I just lost, man.
Yeah.
You know, and then
yeah, he just took that down. He was like, well.
Yeah.
You ever got a whooping when you were a kid? Yeah. And you were like, I did do it.
Yeah.
What you say I did do. So let me just take this whooping.
Man, such a great movie, man. And
then we lose Tony.
We lose Tony, though, man, because, you know, he's just a normal human being, unfortunately.
Yeah. I was good until Pepper was like, you can rest. I said, oh. I got a little. I was like, man,
a little emotional. Yeah,
not emotional, but it was just like, oh man, that's the end of a.
You know, I was expecting people to die, so that was.
Yeah,
you know, or
I expected more people to die, to be honest. Yeah.
And then you know, we got the funeral, the I Love You 3000 with the daughter.
Yeah,
and that was tough. Oh, we had every single character. And what I noticed is one of the characters that was in the back was the boy that helped him in Iron Man 3.
Yeah. I didn't realize that
until somebody explained it to me. I was like, oh, snap. And then I went back, fast forward to Iron Man 3. I was like, it is that. Yeah. It's the same actor, too.
Is it the same
actor?
Okay. I wonder if they're going to do anything with him.
I think so.
I hope not.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, it's uncharted territory right now.
Yeah,
so.
I want this to be over.
Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah.
Who knows what's going to happen. But then Captain America goes go back into the quantum realm to return everything. So there's not any
including
more crazy.
The hammer that Thor took for no reason, for cinematic reasons.
Yeah. And he's going back to fix stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't come back. But then he comes back. This scene confuses me because, his best buddy is like, go talk to him.
Yeah.
To Falcon. Like he kind of like knows already.
Yeah.
Because
I think when he had the conversation with him before, he kind of says, like, you know, I'm going to miss you. Like, I know you're not coming back.
Dang.
Yeah, he said, I'm going to miss you. Like, he knew he wasn't coming back. This is the biggest plot hole in the world for me right here.
But see, like this whole thing of him returning and fixing whatever it is he supposedly fixed, that's a TV show right there.
I don't want to see that. Speedy, stop.
Yeah,
nobody wants
happen,
to see that.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's going
to
happen.
No one wants to see Captain America returning Stone. It just sounds boring and stupid. No one wants to see that.
It's going
to
happen.
It's not going to happen, dude.
It's going to happen.
This over phase. This is what you
Disney
call phases.
Disney got billions of dollars from this movie. They're going to just cut the check.
They're not
Chris
going
Evans,
to
we
make
to come
a movie
this.
Of Chris
it's
Evans.
It's
going to
be all good.
Returning Stones. Nobody
it's
wants
to
We just
good.
Saw that.
He's
Nobody
gonna,
wants
He's going to say, oh, you want me to do this? Sure.
No.
Cut me the check.
They got Black Panther. We got Spider-Man. We got, you know.
Oh,
Nobody
man.
Wants to see this.
Guys, go see. If you haven't seen it, go see it. And, you know.
Although we've summarized the entire film.
We summarized the whole entire film. Because it was so dope. As a complete body of work, you need to watch both movies back to back. I feel.
Yeah, that's a lot of
That's a lot of hours.
I would not advise you to do that.
at least one day watch the one, and the other day watch the other one.
Yeah, I would not advise to watch this back to back unless you're a very very lonely person.
Oh man, I wanted to talk a little bit about Game of Thrones, but we got I think we're out of time for today.
Yeah,
and. Let's just leave a little footnote of Game of Thrones there. That was another crazy battle by itself.
Epic, yeah.
Whoever made the battle plan for the Battle of Winterfell needs to not be in the war room anymore.
It was a good plan.
It was good until the Rocky got killed.
It was a good solid plan. You just thought they were going to fare better.
Yeah, no. Whoever thought of that plan was...
I thought they were going to... It makes complete sense.
Nah, I don't
we'll
know.
Talk about it next to next
yeah,
show.
Yeah, we'll get it. And then we'll probably get about whatever happens in the next season, next episode, should I say.
Yeah.
Sunday, we'll get into both of those things. So we'll let you guys mull more on Game of Thrones, and we'll get to that in a future show here at a Geek Culture Congress. Of course, Tarek, let them know everything you got going on.
My name is Tarek.
Life.
Hit me up on YouTube. I got some videos being uploaded, and so I'm going to some festivals.
Oh,
soon,
nice.
So,
nice.
You know, we'll see what's going to happen.
Very cool. Of course, you can follow my Nocturnal Life as a DJ at DJ Speedy JR, all the socials. And follow us, like us, Geek Culture Congress on Facebook, on Instagram.
Yes.
Give us a review wherever you're listening to this podcast, if it's on iTunes, if it's on Facebook, if it's on YouTube. Give us a review that helps us become more searchable and discoverable to other people.
And improve.
And improve, hopefully, yes. And if you don't like us, we'll take criticism and then make fun of you after.
Yeah, probably.
Signing off, Geek Culture Congress, Speedy Jr., I was going to say Tony Stark.
Yeah, thank you.
May Tony Stark rest in peace.
Yeah.
Tarek Lewis. Till next time, hopefully Joey Franchise will make time from his busy schedule
what
to join us.
What if he snapped away?
I hope not. We need to find out.
Nobody knew.
We need to find out.
Yeah.
Let's walk into the next studio and see if he wait for him to show up. Yeah. Where were you? Where were you, Joey? See you guys next week. Game of Thrones.
All right.
Only. Okay? Promise.
backstagecountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' on You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on backstagecountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.